Welcome. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Stefan and I am the teacher at English in the Morning. 9 months ago, I started this project. First, because some students asked me questions and had doubts about some topics. Then I thought maybe other people would also like to know that too. I've enjoyed bringing you all these different topics in conversation, grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation. And I do hope you go over the older episodes to hear them more than once, for sure, to improve your English level and skills. I hope you have enjoyed this so far and that you could learn from the information. As a subscriber, you know you can find it in your library, don't you? When you visit my shop through the link provided in the description, you can find the transcripts, which are free of charge. In my shop, you can also sign up for a conversation class. Your first class will also be free. We would talk about your goals and how we would improve your English with personalized classes. Without further ado, here we are with the word of the week, chip. It's an A1, B2, and C2 level word. As an A1 level meaning, the one you certainly know is the famous British side dish for fish, as in fish and chips. Described as a long, thin piece of potato that is cooked in oil, the ones called French fries by the Americans. As a B2 level, it means a very small part of a computer that stores information, a computer chip. As a level C2, you find this word in the idiom to have a chip on your shoulder, which means to blame other people for something bad that has happened to you and continue to feel angry about it. Also, as C2, you can find the word as a verb, chip in. If several people chip in, they each give money to pay for something together. Do you usually chip in when you go out? Or when you buy a present for a friend? Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something new. Have a nice time and go to the older episodes to learn through the conversation topics, grammar and vocabulary. Come back next week to learn more words and their different meanings.